realms of Senith.
Okay, so we left off at the palace. Mord's in the throne room or courtroom talking up a storm. Peter, your idea was to go to the tavern and have a beer.
Yep.
We all gone.
Hold on a second, sorry. So you're at the tavern having a beer.
It looked like a unicorn for a second.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Beers all around.
All right, I'll let you, all of you, decide what to do from here. Because you are just waiting.
How much time we got?
Like an hour.
So, about that fight, it was something.
All right, so the hour passes, or?
We're all exhausted after that fight, apparently. Hey, so I picked up a ring along the way, the Ring of Invisibility. Where do I look up how that works?
If I remember right, it's literally just a action to use it and you go invisible. Just, I think like Roll 20 has it, for example.
Yeah, you can probably Google it. I'm checking the DMG right now, if it'll load.
Yeah, you attune to it, turn invisible as an action. You remain invisible until the ring is removed. You attack or cast a spell.
Oh, so it's not like round-based?
What do you mean? Like how long it lasts? I think it just lasts.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So who's getting married?
The king is getting married to Nadelle, Lady Nadelle.
Do we know who that is?
You don't know a whole lot about her, no, or her house or anything. Roll a history check. Maybe you do, actually.
What do I have on history? 16?
All right, so you know she is an aristocratic, or how do you say this?
Aristocratic
family. The house Tan. Pretty ancient house from shortly after Elkwood was founded. So they've been here this whole time. They are still pretty active in the region. They have a couple lords and dukes that control some land. I'm trying to think of something. Is there anything in particular you're trying to recall about them?
Or
just
know.
General information like that?
Is there a registry? Were we supposed to get gifts?
Oh, shit, I hope not.
You don't... I don't think you think so, no.
Let's pool our money for a toaster.
We can just drop a random sack of gems that we just pulled from our adventure. They're still a little slimy, but, you know, it's whatever.
Are the Dukes and her family the Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
Oh, well. He starts ripping up the sheet music. That's not going to be a good gift.
No, they're like the Dukes of a Dua province or something, not of Hazzard. Sorry.
No hoods lies here.
You're not really recalling anything particularly obnoxious about the house or anything. Like, it doesn't seem strange to you that they would have, that the family would be married to the king.
Okay.
That's your history check. Anything else people want to do before you head back to the palace then?
I'm going to try to get everybody to do shots.
Like, hey.
Shots of what?
A rabbit liqueur. They like their liquor sweet and carroty.
So, does everybody want to have some carrot liquor?
Nice orange.
Yeah, it's got light citrus notes and an earthy finish, but it's potent.
Oh my god, it's a real thing.
But it's potent as hell. Did you Google it?
It's potent. I'm going to show up wasted.
I detect some constitution saves in our order.
Yeah.
And if anybody doesn't want to drink, I want to persuade them to do so, but I rolled a natural one. So... It's an 11, but it was a natural one.
I'm down as long as there's spice cake to go with.
How about carrot cake?
Almost the same thing. We'll take it.
Hmm. Yeah, there's carrot cake liqueur.
Ooh.
That's brought out.
No, I want the cake and the liquor.
No, they have like the cake in it. It's a carrot cake cocktail.
It's just where like instead of a lime wedge, there's like a wedge of cake.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. This is for real. I didn't even know.
Me either.
Wait, did you guys put a picture somewhere?
No, let's find out. Let's see if we can. Bunny Lebowski, carrot white Russian.
I put the carrot cake cocktail, and then Jim puts the ring of invisibility.
Yeah, I forgot to finish looking that up.
He's all on task here, and I'm talking about alcohol.
How do you do a shot of that? That looks thick.
Like, I mean, you do it like this, and I attempt to drink it in a very complex manner using my performance skill, and I roll a 29.
All right.
So, yeah, describe the scene, how you do this. Like, what do you do, like a spin on a table and drink it? Or I don't even know how you would perform a drink, a shot.
Well, I do a flip whilst drinking it, of course.
Without spilling it. I guess that performance covers that.
Yeah. And then I put my hands out and shake them back and forth. Cha-cha-cha!
And add a little extra allspice to it.
He makes it look so easy that I'll just, like, pick it up and try to imitate what he did without the flip. But I just end up, like, pouring it down my face and gulping it. And it's not very dainty or refined at all. And then I'll wipe my mouth with the back of my arm.
Are there any more shots? Because if there are, that's when we will start the constitution saves. Oh, that looks really weird.
Yeah, look at all those baby carrots with it. It's pretty good.
Says the bunny.
I mean, there's some actual carrot liquor. I found it right here. It looks great.
Yeah.
This reminds me of when my mom had her juicing phase. And like everything went in the juicer and came out all pulpy and disgusting.
See, look, right here. Carrot.
That's better.
Liquor.
Yeah, but she asked for carrot cake is why I went with the other thing real quick.
Yeah.
Well, I meant carrot cake to chase it with, not to like dunk in it.
let's do another round. Let's celebrate.
Oh, okay. I'll not move you guys out of here then.
Tasty.
More rounds are brought out. By rounds, I guess I mean martini for Maeve, but you actually just wanted carrot cake, so they bring that out to you and some of that carrot liqueur that Peter was showing you.
Bring me some carrot cake too.
Okay, they get on that. Everybody takes the shots then, or is Grungar getting drunk with them?
Grungar is going to decline.
Oh, come on. I roll a 25 for my persuasion check.
Didn't you roll a 1?
No, I rolled another 1 because you just declined at this one. Second round. Like, hey, man.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah, peer pressure.
Whatever. Grungar has a shot.
Begrudgingly.
I have corrupted ninja.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Constitution save real quick just to see if you're able to knock it back and not have it affect anything.
Just for everybody?
Yeah, everyone that takes a second shot anyway. Which, Grungar, if you really don't want to, that's fine.
Yep.
Let me take a look here real quick. I think I updated all my saves.
So.
And I think since all of you are sitting near the paladin, you get to add something to your savings.
Yeah, you get a +3 to all of your saves.
Well, I had an 8. Now I have an 11.
No, that you make it then. The DC's 10.
Oh, I'm at 14.
Yeah, you're good then.
With the paladin, I'm at 16.
Grungar gets a 22.
Erevan, let's do a roll for him.
Ah, fuck. I gotta pull up his character sheet.
Nah, that's all right. He makes it. Got a 7 plus your paladin.
Oh, yeah. You got 2 characters here. So I just need to have conversations with both of them at the same time.
He's double-fisting the drinks and the character sheets.
All right. I'm gonna move us back towards the palace. That hour goes as you guys hang out there. Where is Peter?
Still drinking.
The drunk rabbit.
It's right here.
Having a conversation with a carrot.
You know, you're just a good-looking carrot. Ned winning first prize at the fair with you, carrot.
So as you're heading back into the palace, Nathaniel, where is he? He's over here. He walks up. Mord is almost done. He's rendered his thoughts about Mordville and the adventurers there, as well as updated the king about the battle that you defeated Baindur. The court should be ready for you shortly. We'll await your arrival. He bows and walks off.
Almost done for more. It is like another hour. That dude, seriously.
You're looking down here and there are people in the hallway talking. I don't have all the tokens on the map. And you're pretty sure, even from over here, over all the sounds of people walking around and the discussions that are happening, that you can hear Amir yelling in one of those offices.
Amir's yelling?
You can hear his goblin voice.
Let's go figure out what's going on. He's a good dude.
I'll mark the direction of his voice.
I should be able to hear him really well with these ears.
Hop to his rescue.
Meow, 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 meow. That's the sound of hopping. Meow, 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 meow.
So he seems to be coming from the Office of Arcane Affairs, which is right here. You think you hear him yelling something about potions?
Hey, Alita.
Is he trying to skimp us?
Do you wanna like kick open the door and I'll like play you some theme music?
Did you kick open the door?
I'm playing theme music.
Okay, wait. Am I at the right door? Or am I supposed to be at this one?
Yep, that one. The Office of Arcane Affairs.
I suppose it'd be funnier if I kicked open the wrong door.
Oh, wrong one. Do you want bagpipe, lute, or pan flute?
Theme music. Bagpipe seems sufficiently intimidating.
All right. I start playing bagpipe theme music.
The two people next to you look over at you as you start playing your bagpipe, and Alita takes a couple practice kicks, lines up her kick, and then she busts open the door.
Amir, I'm coming.
From the newly remodeled palace.
All right, as you kick open the door, you see Amir and a gnome that's sitting behind the counter jump back. What do you do after you kick open the door, Alita? Do you just stand there?
Amir, are you okay? I'm here.
Ah! Oh, the door almost hit me.
You are rescued.
Well, oh, I needed it. This woman right here. And he points at the lady behind the desk. She won't help us get what we need. We need potions for our adventuring. She's trying to tell me that she can't get the ingredients.
Why can't you get the ingredients?
Yeah, tell her. And she, looking a little distraught, like, jumps back as the door... Why don't you roll a strength check? Let's see how hard the door went in, actually. Because now that I think about it, maybe you kicked it off its hinges.
Oh, that wasn't a very good... That's a 5. Okay. Maybe I'm a little drunk.
She tapped the handle with her foot and it just opened normally.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, she wasn't trying to break it, you know.
I thought it was powerful, but...
Well, you didn't kick it off the hinges. The door, luckily, isn't barred or anything. It wasn't made to keep people out. Obviously, this is an office where they invite people to come in. So, yeah, you did kick the door open. It didn't hit a mirror. Didn't fly off the hinges and hit a mirror or anything. Yeah, so she just looks a bit distraught at your sudden entrance and the bagpipes playing from the hallway. Was it bagpipes or...?
Yep, bagpipes.
Bagpipes, sure. Okay. And she says, well, he's asking for the most ridiculously expensive and rarest ingredients. I'm sorry, but we just don't have them available right now.
You're going to tell me.
And they're very difficult to get. Tell you what.
That the king's most prized huntsmen aren't worth it? This is important.
Wow.
Important information.
Roll a... persuasion or intimidation, which do you feel you're doing right now? That sounds like intimidation.
Let me see.
Do the bagpipes give her inspiration?
They will give her advantage on her roll.
All right.
Okay, wait, is that like a second roll or what?
Yep, you get to roll twice, take the higher result.
Okay, well, the first one was 18. That's pretty decent. Oh, and yeah, we're sticking with the 18.
Okay, so 18 plus, I guess your intimidation would be your charisma modifier.
Charisma. I mean, I just used the one that actually says intimidation. Is charisma
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, 18. Yeah, it works. You see that shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, look, it's... And she puts her hands up. That's not at all what I'm saying, ma'am. We, of course, strive to serve the King's Huntsman in your ventures around the region. We at the Arcane Affairs are completely supportive. We have been very cooperative. You can go next door, even, and ask. The ingredients that your...
esteemed colleague?
Your esteemed colleague has asked for, they require some exceptionally rare and difficult to get ingredients to make.
What did you ask for?
I'm just, you know, what you deserve. You know, like the Titan's Might, Majestic Reflexes, Arcane and Drought of Clarity. Okay, that's all. And then she cuts in and says, yeah, he's asking for something that requires Celestial Pollens, Starfall Crystals, Zephyrthorn from Witchroot Woods, of all places to go to? Phoenix Ember?
I mean, don't you have people to go get these items?
She nods and says, yeah, the huntsman.
Why not just ask for healing potions?
He's like, oh, we got plenty of those. I mean, those are a dime a dozen. Look,
they're perfectly sufficient.
Yeah, but these potions. Then he holds out his paper that he has. Peter, you recognize this as being in a journal that you took from Bainder's lair under the manor that apparently Amira has ripped out. And he says, look, like, there's all kinds of awesome things we can make out of this. This right here will make you need less healing potions. This one right here will, make you faster. You'll respond quicker. He's describing a +2 boost to dexterity.
So why don't we leave that with the R&D department?
R&D department? What do you mean?
Research and development. Let them, you know, do this stuff in their own time at a reasonable pace while we go do other things. We have an R&D department, right? It's a palace, is it not?
I am the R&D department.
Oh, carry
on. I have researched this with Peter's help, and I am trying to develop this. That's why I'm here, and she is not giving me what I need.
Amir?
Yeah?
We thought you were being bullied, not being the bully. Do you see how awesome I just played the bagpipes out in the hall for you?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it was a great entrance.
That's what I'm saying. We kicked open a door, played awesome theme music. Also, you could ask for unreasonable demands. Come on, bro. We got a wedding to go to.
You're lucky, Miss Brewer. So he leaves, marches out. He's like, you're right. I'm sorry, Peter.
It's fine.
I appreciate
it. It's fine.
I just want the best for all of you guys. You know, that's my job, is to make sure. Like, these potions, come on. Phoenix Ember Resin? Like, that can't be that hard to get.
Well, we'll be on the lookout. In the meantime, why don't you accompany me as we play songs for these fine people?
I'm going to pop into the office and, like, apologize to her quietly. Be like, sorry about that. He gets excited, you know.
I'm going to pat the door on my way out. They're there.
As you're apologizing to her, she's like, look, thank you so much. He gets excited. I've met him before. I appreciate you coming. Here, take this. And she gives you a potion of superior healing.
Honestly, this is a little more our speed anyway. So, you know, we're good. Thank you.
It's kind of the point that Grungar was trying to make.
Amir is still going on and on about these potions.
You know, Amir,
It's
possible that when we cross this portal, right, we might come across some of these items you're so interested in. You never know.
Oh, I mean, you've made your decision? You smell like carrots.
Tasty.
Yeah, we should go back and have some more shots. It's a celebration.
So you walked up to these two, right?
Yep.
Finch nods his head to you, and this onyx elf next to him that was talking, fellow huntsman, and she takes almost like a curtsy, and she puts her arm up, does like a strange salute and wave to you, and then stands back up, and she says, it's a pleasure to meet all of you. You are here for the wedding, no doubt?
Absolutely.
Word of your victory has already spread across the palace and far beyond, of course. How can I help you? And then Finch looks to her, and we shall continue speaking later.
Well, that seemed... Did I interrupt something?
He's just concerned about some of his men, and he's asking if we'll look into it for him.
Ah, the life of a huntsman.
It's always a busy one, is it not?
Yep. I'm great at small talk.
Do you say that?
Yes.
Okay. She's amused and she says, I am still getting used to the palace life, let's say, and being an adventurer myself. So all is forgiven. I was just speaking to a lord, and she points at the man that's leaving. She's like, I don't even know what his title is. I didn't even know there were titles. I'm just like from the woods.
I know who that is?
Well, so he appreciates it when you call him daddy. Just a little tidbit.
Whoa.
That man?
Yep.
Do I know who he is?
She looks back at him and she's like, really? And then she looks back at all of you a little like weirded out.
I'm just going to roll with it. I shake my head. Yep.
What can I do for all of you?
Well, I'm going to whisper, to be honest, I'm just trying to distract our friend Amir from talking about these dang potions.
She laughs and she's like, yeah, he just came from here. Doing the same thing. So,
no, the Huntsman, the Office of Huntsmen and Adventurers.
Yeah, yeah. Your companion is very, very dutiful. Anyway, I believe I should be going.
Well, thanks for letting us interrupt your conversation.
Should we return to that chat chamber or whatever at this point?
Where's the wedding we're supposed to go to?
Well, that's not for a little bit yet. They're getting ready to do rehearsal and stuff right now. That's what all the busy stuff in this palace is. Like, you'll see people walking by with various decorations and getting other preparations in order. So you do want to go to the chat chamber then and just wait until you're called into court?
Sure. Either that or take Amir shopping or something to distract him from harassing that lady. Buy him something shiny.
Do we have formal wear for a wedding?
I think I have a clean tunic.
Well, maybe we should swing by the weave master and outfitter of the palace and see if we can't find something better than a clean tunic.
Yes.
We are going to meet royalty after all.
Okay. Amir says that he has some other things to deal with.
Wait, Amir,
what?
Aren't you a tailor?
Yeah.
Well, isn't your opinion valued when we're going to dress for this type of vacation or, you know, occasion?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I mean, I just don't get along with this guy that well. Last time I was in there, I was yelling at him about something, and now every time I see him, he gets angry.
Do you realize that your actions reflect on us, right? And if you're yelling at all of the palace staff, that makes us look bad as the number one adventuring team?
No, I didn't realize that.
There's a certain status that comes with being number one.
I think we need to sign him up for sensitivity training.
Wait, yeah. Sign him up for PR training while you're at
it's a seminar.
Oh, okay. I'll go do that.
Well, we appreciate your gusto. Maybe you should stop yelling at the people that are trying to support us. Also, where are you going in such a hurry, and how many more pages did you steal out of my book?
He's like, oh, just two.
Can I see what they are?
You can have them back. I mean, if you want to be the ones to deal with, you know, the small mundane things, here you go. Here you go. And he hands you those two pages.
What are they? The potions and then something else?
Yeah, it's just a list of potions and the ingredients to get them. You don't recognize this page because you haven't had a chance to look at it yet. Mm. Obviously, because, you know, apparently he's taking them. Yeah. And he's been trying to get that sorted for you.
We put up with him for those moments where he cures mummy rot and stuff like that.
He was a pretty good dragon driver.
Yeah, that too.
He has added some of his own notes to it as well.
Okay.
I'll also post it into Discord.
The permanent part is pretty nice.
So a better version is posted into Chat Dice and Info.
Mm. And like the location stuff is all what he put in?
If you ask him about that, he says that's the information he was getting from the huntsman as to where all the stuff would be. He was speaking to a cartographer and also went to the... Basically, he hit every single office except the weave master to get all this information.
Wow, well done. Well done, Amir. Well done.
A little raised voices gets you a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe we shouldn't bully people into giving us expensive stuff, but these notes are amazing.
And then we walk into the next place and they're like, no, get out.
All right, Amir, if you really got to go.
I just don't want to talk to this guy. I can wait out here if you really want me around.
If you got something to take care of, go ahead, man.
It's just okay.
About that tunic, I'm going to kick the door open. I'm just kidding.
So you don't kick the door open?
Open it.
Okay. All right. Well, there isn't anybody out here. There's a bit more in the map that's not there. There's a lot. There are a lot of clothing and some trinkets and stuff. Through the next door, you hear a lot of talking going on.
Is there anything that I see that would be formal wear that would work for Maeve?
For Maeve? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are dresses in here.
I mean, are you a dress kind of person?
I mean, no.
Okay. Are there things that are not dresses?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a pantsuit?
Sure. But most of the stuff you're seeing is like servant stuff. You're not seeing like nobility per se.
Hmm. All right. Knock, knock, knock.
I have a feeling the grandiose servant wear is better than my cleanest tunic, though. So I'm kind of enchanted.
All right, as you knock on the door, it opens. A man walks out, and I don't know. I think Alita might be the only person that recognizes him. I'm Browning, Weavemaster. How can I help you? Huntsman. Lots of huntsmen.
Yeah, there's more. Hey, there's a wedding later. We need something for Maeve here.
He whistles. Someone comes in. And he's like, Spinner, get her measurements. And this guy dutifully comes over and starts measuring Maeve, if you allow it anyway.
I'll give him a stink eye, but I'll allow it.
Okay. And then he says, how about for your attire?
Yeah, I could use something probably.
Barber?
Barber? I could use a trim. My ears, you could use a trim.
Absolutely. Right on it. Come on in here.
He's got some long nose hairs, too.
Those are called whiskers.
Anything for me to do? And he points over at Grungar and says, he obviously needs his clothes cleaned up a bit. He still has a little bit of battle grime on him. Sir, if you'll follow me?
Oh, I like it.
That's his deodorant.
For a wedding, I'll make exceptions, however.
So this will fast forward us probably half an hour as you're being trimmed, Peter. Maeve is getting her measurements done, and May is getting descriptions of what she would want for a dress. What would you want for a dress? Like, he asked, like, what color, what style? Did you say AIDS?
Pants. What I want for a dress is pants.
Pants, okay. That was very strange.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Okay, yeah, sorry, pants. You want, like, a suit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's being sorted out. And then May asks, well, what about for you, ma'am? He's addressing Alita.
Oh, I'd go for a gown.
All right, your measurements are taken as well by this palace spinner. And, yeah, so your clothes are being prepped and everything. So the wedding is tomorrow, the official wedding, anyway. And he promises that all of your stuff will be finished by then.
Wow. That's efficient.
Yeah, I mean, sorry for the last minute notice, but we've been a little preoccupied.
He nods and is like, yes, of course. And then he smirks because he can smell the carrot juice on all of you.
That's not what I meant.
Let me kill the mummy, goddammit.
Smells the carrot juice. Get over here so I can smack you.
He doesn't say that or anything, but like that's his reasoning for the smirk.
I can hear his thoughts.
So you give him the stink eye and he's like, ma'am. And he goes back in here.
Meep.
All right, Peter, you're trimmed. Your whiskers look straight. They're very, I mean, if you look at the picture of the guy that did it for you, he knows what he's doing.
Yep. Thank you. Well, I tip him a gold piece.
Nice.
How do you like my ears?
Ooh, can I pet them?
Absolutely.
So soft.
I know.
You spend 20, 30 minutes in here.
Board's still talking. We're slowly moseying our way on that way.
Back to the courtroom?
Yeah, or wherever. The chat chamber.
Wow, I didn't realize that I was a pirate.
What?
I didn't realize that I chose pirate for background on here. I was like, man, why does it say seamate?
Well, yeah, I mean.
No, that's great.
Yeah, I guess I should explain some of these titles and stuff as we're going in. I mean, everybody knows Huntsman, right? Like, Sage. You're familiar with Erevan Sage.
Mm-hmm.
Willites is Maeve's scouting title. Templar, Grunger, self-explanatory. Kenrab, for Alita, is like a monk sage.
Nice.
And Seamate is kind of self-explanatory.
I have a bad reputation.
I mean, he kind of looks like a pirate bunny.
He's got a shady past.
You're due as you're working with the barber. Like, you look like a pirate right now.
That's right.
As pirated tea as a bunny could look is what you look like. Like,
did he get the handlebar for his whiskers?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming that's what he wanted anyhow, I should say.
I used to wear Argyle socks. They used to call me Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Nathaniel,
what's your name? For some reason, I thought we were going up, and then it opened up to the side and blew my mind.
Yeah, I try to, like, there says Palace Court right there. Try to put the names of what the doors are right there. So hopefully that's somewhat helpful. So yeah, the Palace Court is that way, to the right.
I start playing our theme music, which is now as canon as bagpipe music.
Okay.
I forget, is it in the club?
Sure.
I feel like you mentioned that a few times.
I don't know how we could do that on bagpipes, but I try.
Hi. Could pull out my lute and try and join you.
All right.
I got a flute. Sweet.
There we go.
Does Erevan have any music proficiencies? Do you remember?
I don't think so.
Does he have prestidigitation?
Nope.
Erevan whistles as he walks in.
You got some of those hand symbols and he's like, shh, 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 shh.
Grungar, sing our theme song.
More cowbell.
Nope. That's even better. Hit up a cowbell.
Grungar's job is just to be there and look intimidating.
Occasionally he's like, no. To the beat.
No.
I like saying no. It lowers their enthusiasm.
All right, so he marches in with a cowbell banging on it and saying no to the beat.
No.
All right, roll a performance check. A group performance check. Grungar, go ahead and roll twice for both your characters.
Yep. Alrighty then.
He's like, I said no.
Things are not loading fast.
I got a 14.
14.
17.
I got 17. An 18. I rolled an 8 to get that, by the way. I have a plus 10.
I rolled a 16 to get that.
What did Grungar and Erevan get?
I literally just pulled up Erevan's sheet. Erevan's performance is 19.
Wow. Erevan can whistle.
Charisma-based character, yo. And Gongar's is slightly lower, 12.
You march to the beat. I don't know. I think you're saying Grungar isn't going to like actively participate in the music, but he is marching with his group.
And anyway, I suppose marching is something he's good at.
Yep, and he's doing it to the beat properly. Is he a soldier background?
City Watch, close enough.
City Watch background, basically the same thing, I think. A little
depends,
different.
Depends on the city, but yeah. Karas is a little bit militarized, so I'd imagine pretty close.
So, yeah, all of you make a grand entrance, and as you're walking in and going towards, I think, Mord over here, the nobles all stand up and watch you enter. And as you arrive at the end of your introduction here, the court erupts into applause. Even the king starts clapping and stands up and says, "Welcome, adventurers." He looks a bit older now. He's aging kind of quickly, one would imagine because of the stress of leadership.
Or witchcraft.
Or witchcraft, yeah, maybe.
Is this a worm tongue situation?
You do not see the guy from Dune near him, so no, it doesn't seem to be. Isn't that right? The worm tongue was the guy that also played in Dune, right?
Well, did he play in Dune?
I think so. Like the old one with Sting?
Oh, he might have.
Anyway, I'm sidetracking the hell out of us. Mm-hmm. Of course, tales of your adventure and your victory have reached me. Mord has spoken very fondly of you, seeing as he is one of the original adventurers in your team. His praise is very well received. You are welcome in this court always. And
we always speak super highly of him, too.
I think Mord would kind of chuckle at that. I would like to know what you think we should do with the portal that was found, seeing as you are the ones that have discovered it.
I think the consensus we had reached before was that we wanted to go through it, right? Out of game, I suppose.
Yeah, you can have your out of game discussion because I forgot to have all of you like have a thread for it or anything. So go ahead and discuss right now and then render.
I think we were leaning that way when we adjourned before, and then we were just talking about, somebody said maybe those rare ingredients are through the portal, so I think we're going, right, or no?
Oh, and I had a theory. What if it took us to those ships that were, like, in space that we saw through the, I don't know.
Oh, the telescope?
Yes.
What telescope?
It was one of Bander's places. It was where we met him and fought him the first time, right? But it was just a duplicate of him that time. And that's where we found probably the book that Amir got the potion pages from.
I think that book is the one you found in his manor, the one that Amir took pages from.
Okay.
There were a lot of things that were found in his Mordville location, and there was that ship floating in the sky through that telescope with odd banners on it, which I think you also did your history check then. The banners seemed linked to Elkwood, as well as very similar to the banners you saw in that manor recently.
Oh.
When you're walking through that entrance hall. Banners you haven't seen before, the styling before, but they had like the same colors of.
So is that what we want to do, or we want to send somebody else?
I mean, a lot more fun to go ourselves, don't you think?
Okay, then are we ready to tell the king? What we want to do is go our damn selves. Plus George.
I don't have George's token in here. Let me see if I can find him. Is that George?
I don't know. I mean, he's super important, but I don't remember.
Looks familiar, but I don't.
I think that.
I think that one was someone who looks like him.
I think this one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely him.
Do you need throne on your other arm?
Yeah, we're in a poly relationship.
Maeve seems like the kind of person that doesn't like to label things.
I mean, look at her. She's exotic. She gets away with things.
Your decision is to go, and you say that to the king as a group?
Yes, like with the creepy Children of the Corn type of chorusy voice. I'm kidding. We don't do that. Or do we?
Do we have any corn?
Just carrot juice.
You guys tell the king that probably not Children of the Corn style?
Yeah, probably not. Is Erevan coming with this,
Are you all good with this?
I only heard the last couple of words that she said.
Yeah. Are you all good with this? Peter, Grungar, Erevan, everybody coming?
Through the portal?
Yeah.
Grungar will go through the portal if everyone else is, and he will drag Peter with them if he has to.
No.
That's your friend's dynamic. Embrace it.
Hey, Grungar, move your token real quick.
Where?
Just a little bit. Anywhere. There you go. Now you're dragging Peter.
This is a violation. This is
you gave him magic powers.
So Peter's being dragged, and I guess what. Like, you seem... I'll let you finish your thoughts there, Peter, because it seemed like you had something to say.
No, I have nothing to say.
You're not on trial.
I'm being held against my will to go through a portal and no one knows where it goes.
Twitch your ears twice if you need help.
They twitch a lot.
It was more than twice. I guess not.
I'm confused.
Me too.
The king says, very well, since you found the portal yourselves, you should be the first ones to go through. And I believe that it should happen here in the palace, in this throne room. We shall bear witness to your adventure. And Erevan, you have earned a respite. I named you the royal sage before, and I believe that should be your place now. What does Erevan do?
Erevan would accept and thank the king.
So I'm not sure about this throne room idea. I feel like part of our job is to protect you.
Yeah, I was a little thrown by that too. Like, what is he suggesting? That we just, you know, bring it to his wedding reception and just like put on a circus show or what?
It doesn't sound safe. What if we open it and something decides to come through or...
explodes.
As you discuss this, the king stands up from his throne and approaches, and he says, "You have all been taking risks. I get to sit here in a palace, protected, while all of you risk your lives adventuring, and you have brought security and peace everywhere you go, with hardly any reward to yourselves. I would forever regret not bearing witness to this."
Could we secure the line of succession first?
Or could you maybe watch it with binoculars from somewhere?
Oh yeah, like one of those like they have at the opera where you can like go upstairs and view it with the dainty little binoculars.
Stream it on live television, why don't you?
Everybody in the court starts laughing as you're giving all these suggestions, and then the king, of course, he's good-natured about it. He has a chuckle as well, and he says, "Perhaps I should also defer to your decision here as well. What is your suggestion? Where should your adventure begin? What safe location?"
"Do we have any place that has, like, some sort of a vault with a viewing center?"
"You mean, like, an interrogation room?"
"Some place that is relatively reinforced, that we could do the doing down in some sort of protective structure, and he could view it, not necessarily remotely, but from behind something safe, without a room full of guards and people put at risk. Because, I mean, this might be his dream, but it's not necessarily theirs, but it is their duty to stay with him even when he does dumb stuff, so..."
I assume you don't say that in the court.
I was just thinking that.
I don't know. I might.
Oh, shit.
Maeve seems the type to not really give a shit.
I think this is a stupid idea, and he's putting a lot of people at risk just because he's curious. So, I might.
Does he want us to go now?
After the wedding. It would literally be part of the wedding reception.
Wow.
Dude.
Like, so soon.
Maybe we've been unclear. This is a device that we found in the possession of an evil mummy lord that has been studied for less than 2 weeks by people who are kind of foreign to the technology and have made approximate guesses as to what it does and how. That's a lot of people that could potentially explode at your wedding reception.
There was such a place in Moridville.
Was there?
Sure. It was a testing facility.
I mean, it kind of makes sense considering the shenanigans that were gotten up to around there.
Grungar thinks that it really shouldn't be part of the wedding reception with so many people around. It should be done in isolated, controlled environment that's set up specifically for opening such a portal and then having people attend if they would like to, and not everyone in this room just being roped in there.
The duty of a king is to protect his people, and the duty of his guards is to protect the king. And then there's the people who don't really get to consent to anything when they're just, you know, mandated to attend a wedding reception and not expecting to die today.
The king looks extremely disappointed. "Forgive me for my, to be candid, I guess, arrogance and my desire to be involved. I just..."
How can we make it so that you could experience it, but minimize the risk to other people as well as minimize the risk to you? It's our job to do dangerous things. We get paid for it. But most people don't have the experience or the sturdiness or the paycheck to support it. And I just feel like it's a really reckless thing to do with the leader of our region without, like, stopping and taking necessary precautions.
It's especially not a good idea to have it part of a wedding reception, one such as this, where so many people are essentially required, but more like, you know, highly recommended to attend such an event, where we then throw in something that's not usually part of such an event.
The Lady Ndell walks up next to the king and whispers something to him, and they seem to start discussing amongst themselves as you're discussing here. And then the king says, "Thank you. Thank you, my lady." Ndell seems to have an idea. Her family and her keep have exactly what you are looking for. A place, a secure place, where the portal could be used. and where I could observe, and anybody else of the court who wishes to attend. It will, of course, not be right after my wedding reception, as I'm so sorry to all of you here. And how's that for a compromise, then, to use her services and facilities, her family's services and facilities, for the beginning of your exploration?
I'm on board as long as we have the opportunity to go and check it out ahead of time and take, like, whatever scholars or sages have already examined this device and determined what it does to, like, check and make sure that the facilities are what we need.
Yes.
Then it is done, the king says. We'll be ready to begin in a fortnight, presuming your advisors that you choose, your sages and tinkerers, he points to Droden up there, approve, and your security, and he points to Elda, are all on board with all of this. Is that good for all of you?
It's a celebration. Yeah, this is a plan I can get behind.
It's a celebration.
Yeah, and there's that too. Then we can be allowed to attend the wedding without the whole, like, and now you might potentially die part that comes at the end.
Yeah, I'd rather just blow some bubbles.
Blow some bubbles.
That's what you do at a wedding, because you don't throw rice anymore, you blow bubbles.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't go to weddings. Very well then, he says, and it is well decided. Let it be part of the record then. Other business starts to happen in the court as he starts to listen to some other people as well. Mord, of course, has more to say, so that's going on.
Oh, good lord.
Philip Dredd walks up to Alita and says, it is good to see you again. And he takes a bow. He says, I was wondering if perhaps you and your adventurers would consider bringing me with your exploration through the portal?
Okay, little side note here. Can you remind me who this is?
During your adventure in Witchroot Woods, Philip was the cleric who lost the paladin Terrence.
Terrence and Philip.
Yep. I don't remember how much interaction he had. It wasn't a lot.
Philip is a lot prettier outside of South Park, just gotta say.
That's a Canadian?
I think I'll have to go over this with my other huntsman.
I have led people into battle. And he basically starts running down a resume to all of you, trying to sell himself. He's like, I believe that whatever it is you find through the portal, it might be good to have a Templar on your side. And he takes a bow and he departs your company.
Doesn't even wait for an answer. He just assumes that he's made his point.
No, he's obviously waiting for your answer. He's just not going to stand there and hover over you as you talk about it.
The rabbit's trying to get away.
Don't worry, rabbit. No portals today.
Tricks are not just for kids.
You gave yourselves 14 days until the portal instead of tomorrow night.
That way I don't have to rip my fancy new pants. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with bringing a Templar. Seems like a good idea to have a healer on hand when you're, you know, plunging into the unknown.
Grungard gives you a nasty look.
We don't like Templars. Sorry. Or am I misinterpreting the look? He doesn't like the cleric?
It's nothing personal towards the cleric. It's nothing like that. It's just the healer comment.
As if
we don't already have a healer on hand, you know?
The more the merrier when it comes to something like healers. That's all I'm saying. Bring all the Templars.
That's more like it. More Templars, more gooder.
Yeah. So then if you have a Templar, you don't need me.
Yeah, we do, because who would play the bagpipes?
We gotta have someone to play our theme song, yeah.
I can teach you.
What are people's passive perception? Anybody over 15?
Yeah, I think mine's 16. Hold on.
Mine's 14.
16.
Where would I find that?
It would be your perception plus 10. Your perception skill.
Okay, it's 13.
This group of nobles over here. You hear one of them mention a dragon that has been seen recently in a region.
Did they say anything about the dragon or just a dragon's been seen?
A dragon's been seen in the region. They're just talking about how some of the huntsmen are trying to investigate what's going on there.
Are we sneaking out for more carrot juice?
That's right. You want to go get a shot?
I turn around to, like, consult my party and half of them are gone.
We're the party animals of the team.
I'm like, all right, George, you and me then. You, me, and Grungar. Let's go check in with the huntsmen and see what's going on. He's an honorary huntsman now.
George, yeah.
Yeah.
To that end, let me attach.
My fellows?
Yeah, apparently. I you gotta have your simps with you.
Yep, Maven or stable of simps.
I'm sorry. What did Grungar say? Squires? Yeah, you're squires. Peter, are you really leaving the area then with Alita?
I think she caught me, so...
Let's go see about this dragon.
Okay.
Does that seem important?
I mean, we have 2 weeks to fill. Dragon seems like a as good as anything to fill it with.
Just to kill time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good noble folks. Couldn't help it over here with these big old ears. A dragon.
I've heard some tales that a dragon was seen flying over recently, over the East Road.
Hmm.
It was about a week ago. We haven't had dragons in this land for a very, very long time. So this is kind of big news. It's spreading pretty quickly. It's been overshadowed, of course, by your victory over Baindur and the securement of Moradville.
Dragons are cool, man.
Yeah, they're also terrifying. We're not even sure what color it was. We know so very little about it.
But the huntsmen are investigating?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, have you heard anything? Maybe you could tell us. And then it's obviously his family that's with him.
Mm-hmm.
They're all looking at you, Peter, for answers.
I don't know about this dragon, but let me tell you a story about another famous dragon. His name was Puff, and he lived by the sea.
Tell us more about Puff.
And he frolicked in the autumn wood in a land called Onely.
How many villagers did he eat?
None, because he was a friendly dragon that just liked to get high.
Oh, well, he's keeping them busy. I'm going to start walking over to, like, the office of the huntsman or whatever that we passed on the way here, see if, like, they know something.
You see, well, not all dragons are bad. Some are benevolent, like the gold dragons, unless you touch their gold, in which case they don't like it.
I've seen a silver dragon before. The little girl says.
Yeah, see? And you're here. You're alive. And that's going to continue for a while.
Did you know, Peter, huntsman?
Yes?
That some dragons can look like people.
They can. Are you a dragon?
Yes, she says, but she's very obviously lying.
Rawr!
She goes, rawr! Yeah.
Oh, I pretend to be scared. Okay. Such a fierce dragon.
Roll a performance check as you try to charm all this family of people here as you entertain.
14.
They seem to be appreciating your time spent entertaining. The gentleman says, you know, if not for your adventuring life, you would make for a very, very good entertainer. Have you ever considered theater?
I have. It is a lifelong passion of mine.
Truly, truly. So there are, I don't know if you know this or not, the palace itself has a theater, and perhaps you would consider making an appearance there sometime.
That would be amazing.
Write your own play or participate in one, play a part.
My own play?
Yes, I would absolutely sponsor such an endeavor. And if you are as entertaining as you were right now, I can only imagine that perhaps it'd be profitable for you.
My two favorite things, theater and money.
Just something to think about. So Maeve is leaving.
Sure, she gets to leave.
You get to leave too if you want.
I got a Templar that won't let me go anywhere.
Oh, yeah, Grungar?
Yeah, see, he's right over there. Watching me.
That's just when there's portals nearby.
That's him saying no over there as he leaves.
No.
Lowering his enthusiasm as we speak.
Have we decided on this Philip guy? Maybe we can ask about him too.
Ask for references?
Yeah.
Want me to move Grungar and... Do you want me to move Grungar and Peter down?
I'm trying to find it.
Uh-oh, Grungar's lost. There we go.
Yeah, I lost my token. I was trying to scroll down, and it didn't have him selected anymore.
All right, who's back is none other than Jaren and the nobleman. as they're talking again. As you approach, they again quiet down. Back again, I see. Business, it looks like, though. So, and then she...
Jaren, father.
For a moment, I forgot why you said that. Ian looks very shocked as you say that, the older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He says, excuse me?
You're a member of the clergy, correct?
No.
Oh, my mistake.
I'm Lord Ian Finch.
Oh, my mistake.
It's an easy mistake to make.
Maeve's just snickering.
Damn it, I keep moving everything. All right, so you go into the Huntsman area. Let me cut that. Maeve, as you walk... Oh my God, every time.
We've been here before. We know what it looks like. I'm kidding. I've never been here before. I don't know what it looks like.
This man, he's got like several maps laying on his desk and he's poring over them. He does not notice your entrance at all. And he seems to be whispering to himself and reading from a couple books at the same time as drawing on maps of the area.
Can I make myself look like I'm just waiting for his attention, but also listen to what he's whispering?
Roll a perception check.
You are pretty stealthy too.
22 for perception.
Okay. I am going to assume your stealth is, like Alita said, quite good. And you managed to stand there for however long you want to, listening to all the information that you want from his whispers. The things he's whispering, you're catching things such as whispering mists. Oh, the ancient structure, the cliffs, the curse, the lighthouse, the forlorn. That has to be a siren here. What are these, though? What could these be? Wandering... These might be will-o'-wisps. Okay. When's the last time we've had a ship here? We haven't lost any ships there, though. Just caravans. Why only that? Where did they go, though? Where did these guys go? They had to have... Did they cross the river, maybe? I don't know. That wouldn't make sense, though.
I'll keep listening until it seems like he's, like, dwindling off or whatever.
Peek at the maps, too.
Oh, yeah, take a peek at the maps.
You're going to have to get a little bit closer. That might take a stealth roll if you still don't want him to see you.
I'm not planning to, like, spy too much, but just enough that if he were to glance up at any moment, it would look like I was just waiting for him, you know? So
if he catches you, it will be a performance check, but for now, just do a stealth. And it's not that high of a stealth that you need to be. It looks like a 12.
Oh, it looks like I have a 19.
Okay. He has a map of Orventa, which is the continent you're on. But he has it kind of cropped to the western side, like by the river. I should switch scenes real quick so I can show you. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Let me sync our views. It's this area over here.
Western wastes.
Well, he's mostly focused here, and he's talking about ships here. He's talking about, he seemed to have been pointing here as he's talking about a lighthouse and will-o'-wisps and then caravans that went missing. But yes, it seems also focused on Sinatra.
Okay. Well, the point where it seems like I've gleaned as much information as I can, like, spy, then I'll probably clear my throat and announce my presence.
He looks up, startled, and he says, oh, I didn't even see you there. Oh, I'm so sorry. And he, like, covers up the maps and moves things a bit. Looks like he's just trying to put things away, not that he's particularly hiding it. And then you see what he's doing. He pulls out, like, a blank, a log and a ledger, and it looks like he's getting ready to take notes. And he says, Huntsman, how can I help you today? What do you need? Oh, you're attached to Amir, aren't you?
Uh-oh.
Loosely. Whatever he did or said was not as representative of us as you may have been led to believe.
This gnome laughs and he's like, no, it's perfectly fine. I rather like him. He's very excited. He serves you very well, I'd say. He's always been very respectful here. A little loud, but... Look, what do you need? How can I help you?
Just heard some chatter a few moments ago about potential dragon sightings in the area. And I was kind of curious what's going on there. What do we know?
Let I have not been handling that. I've been doing other work. One second. And he knocks on the door real quick, peeks his head in, and somebody else walks out. Lenny, who has not told you his name yet, pulls out his maps and gets back to whatever the hell he's doing. And he says, Huntsmaster Thornin. Yeah, so you're asking about a dragon. We've just heard about this. We're trying to figure out what kind of dragon it is, but it just showed up about a week ago. We've already dispatched some scouts to look into it. What's your interest?
I mean, my interest is pretty much I have about 2 weeks to just clear it in my schedule. Dragons are cool, and that's about it. So, yes.
Well, I mean, if it's a particularly dangerous dragon, it might be a lot longer than 2 weeks.
Bummer.
However, I would be more than happy to provision you if you would like to at least make an appearance. seeing as you're our premier adventuring team, especially now with your victory.
So let's say we'll just play it by ear, and could we be kept in the loop regardless?
Sure, sure. It hasn't made any attacks yet. The last report I've got, and he shows you a piece of paper, and he hands it to you, and it's just like scouting reports. You're familiar with these. It seemed to have been hurt, this dragon, based on its flight. And they found places where a dragon had landed and seemed to be tending its own wounds. And that's the report he shows you, and then he goes back into whatever he's doing as he excuses himself so that you can go talk to your adventurers.
Okay, well, I'll step back out into the hall and show and tell them what I have learned here today, including all the odd miscellaneous tidbits of mutterings and map stuff that doesn't seem to be related to the dragon at all.
Do you think maybe he's just looking for those ingredients that Amir wanted?
It's possible. He seemed to be an Amir fan, which is interesting. Rare.
Perhaps those potions piqued his interest.
What about that dark elf? Is she still standing there?
Yeah. And actually, now that you've heard a few of those words from Lenny, it seems that they're discussing whatever he was looking into.
Interesting. So do we have any interest in pursuing dragons or will-o-wisps or anything like that, or no?
Or we can just relax.
Yeah, I mean, that's an option, too. We could, you know, get fancy clothes and party and go to the tavern and wait to do portal things. I mean, I wouldn't mind getting a bow that is an upgrade from the very basic one I have.
Well, more fighting? Or more partying.
What are you feeling, Huntsman Peter?
Well, if you're asking me if I want to go put myself in danger, or if I want to, like, you know, take a break from all this adventuring and, like, you know, catch a play or two, you know, have me some carrot juice, you know what I'm saying? I probably would choose the fun stuff.
Are you, like, method acting someone with a southern twang?
So by the fun stuff, you mean going through portals and fighting things?
Well, that is one level of fun for some people, but for me, it's the opposite of that.
Parties? Plays? Doesn't seem very fun to me.
It is. It's great.
He likes pulverize? I mean, I'm down with giving Peter some downtime. He has been working really hard lately.
I'm glad you recognize that. That means a lot to me.
I'm not so good at downtime, as it were. But I could try.
Roll me a perception check, Peter.
Peter. Well, I never leveled up to 8. I'm doing that now.
Maybe okay. I can do it.
Oh, I forgot about that, too.
Oh, yeah. You guys are level 8 now.
It was almost a 20, but instead, it's a 2. I got a 6.
Okay. You're not able to hear what you're trying to hear.
Bummer.
I don't know when you sent that message. I just got it now.
Yeah, I just sent it a little bit ago.
Okay.
When she went inside there.
Don't worry. I hear for the both of us. I have big ears also.
Apparently, he was trying to listen the whole time you were in there, so... Unfortunately,
but not very well, because also trying to listen to what was happening in there.
Yeah. So anything happening forward or another time warp?
Time warp until when?
I don't know. You tell me that too.
Wow, that was a really great adventure through the portal.
Nobody died or got blowed up.
Look at all these things I got.
Yeah, these cool things.
I am a king now, too.
We're level 20. I have a vorpal sword. It's crazy.
In short, never tell the players, you tell me.
Okay, well, I mean, reasonably, do you think I would give anyway? I guess I'll add that.
20 years. I have to tell my wife and kids bye. I have 50 of them.
All right, from the sounds of it, you are looking to look into the dragon for the 2 weeks, right? So I know what...
Go ahead. Peter seems kind of against it, so I might just kind of like keep an ear to the ground on these things that are going on, keeping myself occupied, allowing him some downtime, because we may, in the near future, be going on an epic adventure to some other faraway land, and we don't know if we can get back. Maybe we can. So, yeah, I don't know. If you want some downtime, I'm okay with that as well. Maybe it's my personal project to keep me occupied.
Okay. Ian, who I think Peter was trying to listen to, and you were just now trying to as well, reapproaches, and he says, he kind of stays a little bit away from Peter, who just called him father, but he says, so I believe you were just came from the huntsman office. Can I ask, what is it you're looking into? He has like this hopeful look on his face.
So can I like study him for a second? Like, he's got the hopeful look on his face, and determine whether he's someone that I, you know, could collude with here about. Because, like, I was just spying on somebody that I work with. I don't know if I want to just divulge that to any old person.
Okay. Roll an insight, then.
So I rolled a 3, and I add a 0. So 3.
So he looks like a nobleman. It's not... And I would say that you would not have the instinct to just be like, look, I was in there spying on people. You can't... Your perception of him is that he's probably on the up and up.
Fair enough. So then I will carefully divulge that I was discussing and gathering intel about some possible local missions, and like quickly tell him, you know, like something to do with... I forget everything you said because you said so many things I wasn't going to try and write them down. But like... the lighthouse and the will-o-wisps and the cargo, whatever. It's like, I don't know what's going on down there. Nobody seems to. What say you?
He says, I've introduced myself. I am from House Finch. I am the head of the house. Those are my lands. That's my, let's say, jurisdiction. I have had caravans going missing, and the adventurers that were sent down to look into it have also gone missing, and I'm here trying to figure out what's going on, like what else the huntsmen are going to do. I was kind of hoping that perhaps all of you were the ones that were going to look into it, and I'm sorry, that was my approach. That's my interest for my approach here is, have you been assigned that job, or who is? And he points over to Jaren, who has like went through the door. He's like, I was trying to persuade her to take her team, but she insists that everything that can be done is being done. And he just tells this story for a while. It's almost hilariously bureaucratic to you.
So I will listen and have a very serious expression on my face, like I'm fully feeling the gravity of the situation. And then when he's finished, I'll just be like, so, a mission with the potential to disappear and never be heard from again probably should come after the engagement we've already agreed to in 2 weeks. But then we're free, I think.
He sighs and he says, oh, well, thank you. I was just curious. I can't wait 2 weeks, so I am going to continue with my efforts. I appreciate that you are hearing about the troubles, though. I wish you the best in your endeavors ahead and fortunes.
I'll tell them I appreciate that, and I will, you know, do what I can with an ear to the ground. That's kind of what I'm doing in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to be bored out of my mind, but I can't really say, yes, I'm going to go do something potentially disastrous when I've already promised the king I'll be here, you know? So I'll do what I can and let you know if anything changes.
Thank you. This time he seems to be headed towards...
Bye, Daddy, I whisper as he leaves. Oh, she's not even here. I forgot she went in the office. I was doing it for her benefit and her benefit alone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, she wasn't there, but...
So I didn't do that.
Okay. All right, anything else you're looking to look into here?
I just feel like it's a bad idea to take on a job that could potentially interfere with what we just promised the king we would do. Dragons and mysterious disappearances seem like long-term engagements.
Okay, fair enough.
But correct me if I'm wrong, anyone who disagrees.
So I think we're coming up on 10:30 here pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm understanding everyone's desire, it is actually, you actually want to go to the wedding. Is that what's going on for tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, now that the portal's off the table for the reception.
Much to the king's disappointment, but it'll be adapted.
Now they have to hire entertainment for the last part, and suddenly Peter gets a call.
Oh, that's already being done, and Peter is, in fact, getting a call.
Hello? Just around the corner. I'll be right there. I gotta go, guys. I got a gig.
Yeah, and as you're saying that, the prince runs up to you, Reuben. You may remember him, the king's cousin. And he says, I'm so glad to see you, Peter. I was just told that perhaps you would participate in a play, a playwright. I'm having all kinds of problems.
Walk with me, talk with me. Have your people get with my people. Let's go talk about it.
All right, over some drinks. Does that sound good?
Carrot juice!